Hallelujah. Everybody needs a prophet. They see where there is no vision, the people perish. And the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 17 says that in the last days I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men dream dreams. We all need a prophet in our life, especially in seasons like this. Times are changing very, very fast, and the Bible says that by the hands of a prophet, we are the children of Israel led out of captivity. It took a prophet to withstand the wickedness of the principal officer presiding over the captivity of the children of Israel. Therefore, in the realms of the spirit, prophets are God's representative. They are carrier of God's presence, and they can alter events. Nobody will just rise up from nowhere to confront the king. For the scripture has said, no one can stand against the word of the king. If a king is doing wrong, it can only take the office of a prophet to come in rebuke, to confront the wrong things the leadership is doing, because the leadership position is a seat of power. It took an ordination of a person like Moses to be able to confront Pharaoh. As a matter of fact, the office of the prophet is higher than any other office in the land. During the days when David was not getting things right, he took Prophet Nathan to confront the wrong thing King David was doing, and there was an adjustment. It took a prophet Moses to confront Pharaoh, who was a king as at that time, to bring liberation to the people. As the Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 3, from verse 7, it says, God will do nothing except that he reveals it unto his servant the prophet. We all need a prophet around us. As soon as the king was anointed by the prophet, he spent some time with the prophet before he could learn how to hear from God and also how to act as a medium through which God Almighty will reach out to his people. This is the reason why in every nation we are supposed to be having prophets, you know, anoint every leader, not the way it is at the moment. If we say that we draw our standard from the scriptures, every king that we knew in the nation of Israel used to go under the hand of the prophet before they are allowed to lead the people. It's not enough to be given a Bible to swear an oath. The person needs to be on his knees and be anointed. Let me take you to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 10, verse 5. I read, after that thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines, and it shall come to pass to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high places with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. That's verse 6. And the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. The scripture there is talking about King Saul. Prophet Samuel was referring to King Saul. After he comes in the company of the prophet, when they spend some time together, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him, and he will prophesy, and he will be turned to another man. Listen, there's a saying that goes thus: he who walks with the wise will become wise. He who walks and spends much more time with the prophet, if he is anointed before he begins to move with the prophet, the aura will rub off. The traits of the prophet will rub off on the person. So after King Saul was anointed, in other words, he has been set apart. So he now needed to be taught how to hear from God. So the more he spends time with the prophet, he'll be asking questions. When communicating, how does this thing work? You know, Samuel, when he was young, when he heard his name being called, he had to run to his master, Eli. Are you calling me? He said, no. He heard again. He went to him. Father, are you calling me? He said, no, I'm not calling you. The man of God was able to figure out that it was the Lord that was trying to beckon upon Samuel. He now taught him by saying, anytime you hear such, you should answer, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So you go to church all the time. They anoint you during the time of prayer. Do you used to go back and spend time with the people who anointed you to ask questions on how the Lord speaks so that you become familiar with the way God speaks? Or you just feel as you're anointed, the hand of God is upon you. God does speak. He speaks sometimes through circumstances. There are diverse of ways he speaks. So you as a person, what are you doing about your own relationship with God? Is your relationship with God growing? Or you're only marking register in church on Sunday? Remember, you can be a regular tight payer and not be sensitive to his spirit. Then you can be classed with the teachers of the law, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They know everything they need to do. They know the outward practice, but they are not sensitive to the spirit. They live under the old instruction that has been given. God is very, very progressive. So what am I trying to drive at? I am trying to drive at the fact that as you are getting familiar, as you are spending time around the prophet, you should also ask questions. Am I communicating? Because prophets most times have a host of angels that are deployed to work with them. Since they have been set apart to carry the presence of God, they automatically have angels that keep ministering to them about different subject matters. Now, in as much as the ministry of angels is underrated, is under-discussed, it is so real. Most of the time, you nurse those your thoughts. Those thoughts that come to you as suggestions, most of them are not directly manufactured by you. They were communicated to you through the ministering spirit, I mean angels. Once you seek the face of God concerning how you deliver on your assignment in any area, listen to this. You ask God to, you know, give you the enablement to be excellent in your delivery in every field you find yourself. What will happen is that the Lord will deploy an angel to be giving you ideas that will help you to stand out from others. And it seems as if you are only known for beautiful, outstanding things. So every time you pray for self-development and improvement, angels that will cause you to deliver better are literally deployed in your direction. So make sure that before you pray all those prayers, you are duly dedicated to God. Because if you are dedicated to God, the Lord will deploy His spirits to be with you in that direction. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you, and your life is turning around for the better. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak over you in the name of Jesus Christ. May everything that has to do with you be transformed for His glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.